It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for October 21st.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is dorsal, spelled D-O-R-S-A-L. Dorsal is an adjective that means relating to or situated near or on the back, especially of an animal or one of its parts. It can also mean situated out of or directed away from the axis, abaxial. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Santa Fe New Mexican by Michael Abadamarco. In later films, the bony dorsal plates that run along Godzilla's spine and tail glow ominously as he unleashes a concentrated blast of atomic breath from his jaws, blasting everything it touches. The most famous use of the word dorsal is with fin, whether it conjures the ominous dorsal fin of sharks or the benign, even benevolent image of porpoises and dolphins. Less well known is the botanical sense of dorsal, meaning facing away from the axis or stem. Thus, the underside of a leaf can be the dorsal side. Or the linguistic sense, referring to articulations made with the back part of the tongue, K and G sounds, for example. Dorsal can be used of non-living things, too, in particular the backs of airplanes, as can its opposite, ventral, which means relating to the belly. Dorsal descends from the Latin word dorsum, meaning back, which also gave us the word dossier, via French, for a bundle of documents labeled on the back, and reredos, meaning an ornamental screen or partition wall behind an altar. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.